All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with the Invisibles. Getting closer to the end here, and honestly, I don't know what's going to happen next. I haven't read this one before, so I'm going to be just as surprised as you, hopefully. Young man, we need only the knowledge in your head. Everything else is superfluous. Shoji, you just shot him. The master, Asahara, failed us, but in the end, he was only the forerunner of what we shall be. The ideals of the Om Shiva organization still attract the brightest Japanese minds, the nonconformists. Your friend Shoji was typical. He wanted to meet sexy girls, and he'd heard the lies we spread about our orgies. His karma was rotten. I can't tell you anything. All I have is a theory. Please. I want a time machine, not a theory. Do you have any idea how serious the situation is? I am a reasonable man. Shizuka is different. He was a big boss in the Yakuza before he came to Om. Shizuka has a hobby. From his prison days, he pushes razor blades under his skin and then lets them scab over until he needs them. He believes the master still speaks to him through a video cassette. If they could only know Hollywood, they would make a movie of Shizuka's life. Oh! There are men who live by terror. I myself... I am simply a servant. I balance the books. I manage karma. What happens is what happens. It can go one way or another. Now we wish to hear a full description of this time machine and its operation. Or, count to 20 and then blind him, Shizuka. Tell them anything, Takashi. For God's sake, stop. What do you want? How much money do you want? Mr. Lang, please keep your voice down. I despise people like you who can only see the world in terms of money. Phew. Money is a ghost haunting the world, that is all. A ghost has made you its slaves. My father was like you, and I do not offer that information as an insight into my psychology. I simply despise you. You and men like you are the cause of our destruction. Remind me why you are alive. 14. 15. 16. This office is known only to agents of Om. This entire floor space is deserted. No one can find you here. Remind me why you're alive. Oh, God. Is that too difficult to ask? 17. 18. 19. Huh? Kum! Kum! Oh my God! Shizuka! Kum! 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 Muff! Suta Bak! Kum! 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 Koi Fukuk! Kum! You look like someone with an interesting story to tell. Kum! The sound of the atoms splitting. Oh my God! Oh shit! Mason, everything's okay. It's me, Robin. Hollywood finish. I'm sorry. It's okay. Excuse me. Sorry. Takashi. Oh my God, they slashed his face. They slashed it with a razor. That poor boy. Oh shit. Takashi, deep breathing. Come on, Takashi. I know it hurts bad, but trust me, you'll be okay. Liquid lens technology gets invented in 4 years. You okay? Fine. Oi, back up. Boy, you can come in now. Bang, bang, you're dead. I thought she was the leader. Shit, how many times can you shoot two guys? It's spelled...
I'm
sorry. That's the wrong guy. It's spelled T-A-L-K. So don't come to Charlie Chan with me, mate. Bloody inscrutable bollocks. I'm having a bad hair day. I'm serious about this. Charlie Chan was Chinese. Heat of the moment, Mason. Mr. Moto. Bugger this. Unlock him, Robin. All I'm saying is, I feel it's unethical. What? Come on, Robin. Ethics went flying out the window when he slashed the kid's face from Alaska to Tierra de Fuego. Yeah, but you're asking her to take psychological risks. I'd do it if I could. We have to know what these bastards are all about. We've just been through shit, you know? Our lives might depend on this. We have to know. Boy's right. I am the leader. It's got nothing to do with psychological risks. I'll decide. And don't you start yelling at everyone because your ex blew you out this morning. I'm warning you. You've been reading my mind. Well, you shouldn't be thinking so loud. Okay, okay, I'm sorry. I've been losing it a bit. This has been a very strange day so far. You're the leader, Rags. You get to talk. You get him to talk. Please, I can't do it. I better unlock him then, huh? Only 2, 3 years old, and mommy looks so beautiful with the trees above. Ugh, doctor said I couldn't have kids anyway. Stick to the point, Yoshio. It's easier that way. The time machine, to take us into the future. There to watch Harumageddon as it occurs. And to return with the perfect knowledge of how to bring it about. But I have learned something new. Harumageddon isn't coming. It is here already. This is how the collapse appears to those condemned to live in it. Harumageddon is happening now. In 1945. And in 1901, he finds the curious origami sculpture in another garden. It feels familiar and strange at the same time. In 1909, he teaches his daughter how to fold the paper. And in 1997, his great-great-grandson discovers in the same shape the key to time travel. He makes the final crease and folds time and folds space. A splash of water. So that's it? I broke open every emotional defense he had just to find out that they wanted a piece of technology to bring about the end of the world? All this for that? Yeah, well, story of humanity. Sorry you had to go in there. Shizuka, what? Yeah, I need to lie down. There's a moral here somewhere, and I'm sure it's a good one. Hey, this guy just died. That's if anybody's keeping score. Fucking amazing view. This place must cost a fortune. So why'd King Mob send us here anyway? Who are these wankers we're hanging about with? Perverts or something? Or something. There's a lot of strange stories to the Harlequinade. What do you think of King Mob, Jack? Honestly. He's cool. Excuse me, I didn't say that right. What do you think of King Mob, Jack? Honestly. He's dead cool, alright. Don't get us wrong, but he's fucked up, man. All that guns and ammo shite. I shot that one guy that time and it fucking did my head in, Fanny. I don't know how he does it. I don't know why we have to do it that way sometimes. The bed's an antique, yeah? It's a Chinese opium bed worth $500,000. I've been having these insane dreams about Robin and some strange little man I know from somewhere. Jack Frost, Lord, Fanny, please come with me. How do you do that thing where you both talk? There's really only one of us. You may stay and watch Columbine, your sister. Fold space if you wish, but the effect on primate perceptual apparatus can be unsettling. Eh? My sister? What? Our sister. How we've missed you. Strike sentiment feedback. Replace logic gap if you'll both follow me. Did something weird happen there, or is it just the E? Everything's weird if you look at it right, Jack. Allow me to introduce the Invisible Prince, Harlequin. Hello, what can you give us in return for this thing you were brought here for? Perhaps we could put the boy in a dress and you in a soldier suit and have you fuck for us. Yeah, that'll be fucking right. Don't come the fucking role-playing elves and fucking dungeon shite with me, man, sitting there in the fucking bog. He doesn't wear dresses. We're going to dance for you. Dance? Why should your dancing entertain us? Because we're the best. Because you can tell all your friends that you're Satan, your toilet, and watch Brazil. Excuse me. Oh, well, they put those two words together, guys. But it's supposed to be. Because you can tell all your friends that you sat on your toilet and watched Brazil's most gorgeous transvestite bruja and the coolest little shit from Liverpool dance their asses off while you took a crap. Whatever it is you think you're doing. Now's your chance. You better be as good as you think you are, sweetheart. Party. Okay. So they're dancing. All right. These two are my favorites. Can you see the dazzle all around? How strange. Sad, like far away, like children far away. They talk in emotional aggregates. Woulda, 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 woulda. Woulda, 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 woulda. Fucking hell, Fanny. Fucking sex bomb, eh? Fuck's sake, man. You go for it, don't you? My name's Hildy, my real name. You must come to Rio with me, Dane. Promise me. A car is waiting. Yeah, well, that's what I'm gonna call my autobiography, man. Ta for the title. We're the same, darling Jack, you and me. Poor shit-eating poor. The poor are the best dancers. Excuse me. I'm going a little fast. Sorry about that, guys. We're the same, darling Jack, you and me. Poor shit-eating poor. The poor are the best dancers in the world. Yeah, when you put it like that. You're all right, Fanny, for a fella in a dress and that. You're all right. So some fucking poofs are all right now. It's a start. I said they're all right, man. I'm a fucking space cadet, all right? I said they're all right. I don't want to be one. Who's asking you to be one? Jack, I like you, but you're not my type. So what's the matter with me? Are we nearly there yet? I've got to fucking chill. I'm coming right off that E now. What was the point of all that? What's King Mob want to send us into that? What happened tonight anyway? I don't... dancing. Because we're the best dancers. Fuck yeah, it was like a test. Do you remember them weird things coming in, like blobs? What was all that over us? There must have been trips in that E. But they gave it to us because of our dancing. Here, remember? Shit, is it real? Is it real? They actually just gave it to us. Hang on a minute, it's coming, it's... No way, no fucking way! We have to get Takashi to a hospital, somewhere with a doctor. That wound needs stitches. This has been a nightmare. Is it always like this? Talk to the leader, Mason. The leader has momentarily lost her sense of humor. Why is getting like a butcher's shop every... Why is it getting like a butcher's shop everywhere we go? I have stuff to tell everyone. And you need to deal with hostility in a more positive way. You should meditate more. I had to give it up. I heard it makes you go blind. Christ, what's that? Dead guy's watch alarm. Come on. This kid needs medical attention now. Jesus. Apocalypse now, guys. He was referring to masturbation, not meditation. Silent thunder strikes the water. Of course, he thinks. And then the opposite of thought begins. Hiroshima, now. It is August 6th. 8:16 a.m. It is 1945. Of course. Opening suddenly like a door, he passes into understanding. Oi, Buddha! Kum! Meditate on that. Okay. This is interesting. Very occulty. 1924, New York City. Here, give me your hand. Only if you promise not to keep it longer than I need it, Mr. Scott. The hand is the book of our life, but only some can read the lines. I was taught by my grandmother. You're a promiscuous young woman, ain't you? You're looking for trouble, and you always know where to find it. But you don't take it serious, that's your downfall. There'll be betrayals, and you won't even see them coming. Two marriages and a whole ocean of weeping, but your lifelong is long. Your lifeline is long and very deep. Well, that's rather good news, isn't it? Dear Freddy, I had the strangest dream last night. Is it? That's for you to find out. How very extraordinary you are, Mr. Scat. Shall we? If we're not going to dance, I suggest we conclude our business. Papa Scat don't never dance or sing or cut up unless he wants to. We leave now, we're going to miss out on Miss Josephine Baker's performance. Josephine and I have enjoyed the pleasure of one another's company on several occasions, and I'm not your little girl, Mr. Scat. One glance at the two of us ought to be enough to confirm that. I am Lady Manning, and my family can trace its lineage back to the Norman Conquest. My family goes all the way back to the Dogon people in Africa. 6,000 years ago, we opened the dog door to the outside and let the Nomo in. My ancestors were trading with the Shining Ones when yours were daubing reindeer on the walls of the family cave. I believe that the world is far older and stranger than a high-toned, teasing English gal can even imagine. What do you believe in, little girl? I believe in the modern world, Mr. Scat. I believe in the automobile, the Charleston, and the dry martini. I believe that nothing we know will ever be the same again. Now give me your hand, the hand of glory, please. Sensitive Criminals, Part 1, Poor Little Rich Girl. 1997, San Francisco. All I'm saying is I'm having a hard time with being leader. I don't know if I'm the right person to handle the responsibility. Sometimes you just want to be told what to do, you know? I've never done anything like this. Yeah, well, I didn't want to be leader after John disappeared in Philadelphia, but you know. What? Robin, what is it? Can we try something? What time is it in Paris? Paris? 9 hours ahead. Why? I have to make a call. You feel cold. Just out of the shower. Don't fuss. We're only sleeping together. Sleeping? Is that what you call it? I'll phone when we get to the hospital. Jack and Fanny are meeting us in the lobby at 6. Boy's gone with Mason to help him carry the crates of booze he's buying. It was a bit weird in bed last night. I suppose. Was it bad? I don't know. I'm just a working-class English boy, Robin. A good straight shag's usually enough for me. How did it make you feel? Come here. I'll show you. From the tower. 1997, Paris. Gideon, it's not even 5 o'clock in the morning, dear. Yes, I know, the curse of the elderly. The thought of that somewhat eternal rest waiting just around the corner does tend to make one savor the waking moments. Isn't that a curious coincidence? Yes, I was just thinking about those times. No, I was writing one of my letters to Freddy, Tom, whatever. The word you're looking for is eccentric, dear, not senile. No, I'm in some hospital in San Francisco. No, I'm fine. No, I recovered from that. We're here with a friend, Takashi. He's a Japanese kid. Well, no, Edith, I don't suppose he does sound Norwegian. I did happen to catch a little news item about a bombing and the deaths of 2 Japanese men, members of some awful cult. Yes, I know we belong to an awful cult, too. Yes, so you're heading off into my memories tonight. How very odd that is, isn't it? Gideon, tell me you're not going through with this insane search for the Hand of Glory. No. You have it? Gideon, please, no, that thing is cursed. It's simple. It's quite as simple as that. Yes. You know what you're doing. That's what we all said. All right. I won't go on. But before you proceed, try to remember what that ghastly thing did to Tom and to your friend John. I'm sure you think you're quite invulnerable, but... You're the one of my only lovers still left alive, Gideon. I would miss you terribly. Please, don't underestimate the hand. You were in my dream, Freddy. Dear Freddy, you were my special project, the awkward caterpillar cousin. I set about transforming into a social butterfly. I'm so sorry. The guilt never seems to go away, especially not this morning when time seems so soft and pliable. I was too busy indulging myself to care what I was doing to you. I didn't know. Freddy, we could stare at one another's thoughts, and still you hid your sadness from me, and I didn't know. She shagged everybody. Old Edith, Picasso, Aleister Crowley, Scott Fitzgerald, Tallulah Bankhead. She was the brightest of the bright young things. She was a tantric sex addict while most women were still getting over the shock of being given the vote. Some wine, Takashi, darling? If only I'd worn my nurse's uniform. I met her in Benares about 10 years ago, and she was in her 80s then. It was mad. This was before I'd shaved my head, but she'd recognized me. She knew my name, and she told me we'd met before. She sounds like a very nice old lady. Nice. She was a bloody lunatic. Thing is, Takashi, and this is the thing. Apparently, we met in 1924. What? 1924. India. Mr. Reddy says that Benares is one of the most outrageously holy cities in the entire world. Much more so than Rome. They say that if one bathes here at the moment of death, one need never suffer rebirth. It is simply marvelous. Isn't it simply marvelous, Freddy? I would much rather be reborn 1,000 times as a coal miner than dip even one toe in that filthy open sewer. Freddy, you're appalling. This is the Ganges. This is the most sacred river in India. Look. Well, I despise India, Eddie. Or Edie, rather. That's Edie. It's quite the most beastly place I've ever had the misfortune to visit. It's too hot, it's too wet, and it's too hideously sacred. I do wish you'd stop being so terribly morbid all the time. Your father's been dead for over a month now, and all this moping is becoming exceedingly dull. Oh, Freddy, we're here and we're alive. We must indulge our senses to the limit. We must experience everything. Everything? Including dysentery, I suppose. Yeah, I've just been baptized a Hindu or something. Isn't it utterly extravagant? Your Mr. Reddy is desperately trying to be noticed, Edie. Perhaps he'd be more successful if he waves his 10-inch long tantric penis over the heads of the crowd. Freddy, 10.5 inches, I said. The tantric kalas are the flowering essences of the human body, Lady Manning. With your current menstrual flow, for instance, lies the key to the elixir of immortality. Your tales of vampires and undying blood drinkers are simply corruptions of his truth, of this truth, rather. I bled into the Ganges today, Mr. Reddy. It was utterly magical. Can you teach me how to live forever? Living forever and immortality are two very different things, Lady Manning. But the 16th kala is the most sacred, the most potent. We call it the, Sadhakya? The Sadhakya Kala, and by imbibing this rarest of distillations, we can alter the topography of time and space itself. Let me demonstrate something. Turn this way. Topography? Good heavens, Mr. Reddy. What a very long word. So Mason tells us you're about to invent the world's first time machine, Takashi. I have a theory that's true. Well, your theory's just about to turn practical. What's the first thing you do if you invented time travel? What? I think I may be a little drunk on this wine. Takashi, here. This is the detail from a photograph you took in Queenstown, New Zealand in 1990. It's an enhancement. And, well, the cloud's exactly the same as the one that appears in a photography my parents took in Santa Fe a few months ago. Exactly the same. Where'd you get this? I don't... What is it made of? This isn't... 1924, New York. You're pulling a gun on me here? You're in a bad place all alone, little girl. You're never alone with a revolver, Mr. Scat. And I have friends, I know. He's a 17-year-old dressing-up fool, that boy, and his name's Frederick Harper Seaton. Right now, he's nervous, wondering how long to wait before he makes his move. Right now, you're using your mind to tell him to shut me out, but it's too late. I just dug a bad old memory out of his head and crippled him with it. If my expression fails to convey my genuine surprise, Mr. Scat, it's simply because I have cultivated the bored stare as an art form. You're a fascinating character, but I'm not threatened by you. Maybe you ought to be. Or maybe not. You yourself have practically guaranteed my longevity. I have a faith in your skills as a palm reader, Mr. Scat. I will not be dying this evening. I'm not afraid of you. Not afraid of your witchcraft. I'm not afraid of your African gods. I represent invisibilism, and my gods have electric light bulbs for eyes. My gods run on internal combustion engines. The Nomo ain't gods. The gods are to the Nomo what our shadows are to us. Gods are traces of the Nomo's passage through our world. Skittle up, Scat. What? It was the Nomo who brought us the true tongue. The one we hear in our dreams, the words that make things happen. Oh, skittle up, skittle up, skittle up, Scat. Oh, he's doing Scat. Scat, Scat, Scat. How very... What are you doing to me? Oh! See what happens when you don't have respect for your elders? What do you believe in now, little girl? I know it's a lot to take in, Takashi. I'll leave you two to talk about the future. I've got a hot date waiting in the pass. Shh, this is... Ask Robin to tell you what I'm up to. It's not physical time travel, but it's the next best thing. By the time I get back, Takashi, I want you to be fully fledged, mind blown, invisible. Takashi's had an accident with his drink. First his eye, now his drink. The poor boy must be accident prone. Fill me up and I'll help you wipe him down, darling. Fuck, it gets you pish dead. It gets you pish dead fast, this champagne, doesn't it? Hey, do you want some of this before I drink it all? I'm okay, Jack. I don't feel much like drinking right now. All right, fair enough. Hey, listen. Something I was going to say when we were in New York last summer and that, and, you know, I really fancy you, right? I'm not just saying it, you know? Say hello to the jazz age for me. Look after yourself, darling. I'll be all right. I did it all before, 70 years ago. Jack, I'm flattered. I mean, I don't know what to, boy? I'm going to do this psychic time jaunt thing, and Mason's managed to blag me an empty room down the hall. Do you mind taking first watch while I'm trancing? Sure, yeah, no problem. Right. See you later, Jack. You're okay. And she kisses him. Jesus, there's nothing worse than watching other people get drunk, is there? 1923, Hampstead. When I was a young man, membership in the Invisible College was something more than just a game for children. You know I'm referring to this modern vogue for assuming frivolous nom de plume, which I'm not very good with French, sorry folks. I happen to adore frivolity, Father. This is an age of frivolity, and my generation finds your generation's pompous Latin aliases quite ridiculous. But to choose Tom O'Bedlam, Frederick, I'm simply trying to warn you that when one assumes a magical name, one must be prepared to face the consequences and implications of that decision. It can be very bad. Why did you die, Daddy? Why did you have to die? This name you have chosen invites madness and darkness. It's true. Frederick, my son, please, will you not hear me? Please come back. I'm sorry. Please come back. I actually know this firsthand. I took one long time ago, and it is not a name that I will be associated with ever again for the rest of my life. Here. Jack, darling, bring the case with the hand of glory to show Takashi. Yeah, all right. I got it here. Fucking hell. Sometimes a drink can get you through the weirdest shit. She says she's from the future, Mr. Langeye. This is the most incredible thing, Takashi. This is an occult object. This is like the Ark of the Covenant or something. Don't overdo the build-up, Mason, darling. Shit, I'll get it. It's pretty fucking weird looking, though. When we saw it the first time, it was shit. It wasn't me. Jack? Where is it, Jack? How the fuck should I know? Some fucker must have taken it out. Fucking hell. It must be here. I looked at it in the car. It was here, Jack. Maybe he left it in the hotel. Mason, I saw it in the car. Don't fucking everybody blame me. It was me and Fanny went and got the fucking thing while you lot were out killing people. Okay, let's calm down for a second. It was there, and now it's gone. So, who stole the hand of glory? Cocktails and laughter, but what comes after? Nobody knows. We use a method of psychic time travel based on researches by the Cold River. That's Creole. Noir voodoo group in Chicago. The technique involves going into a trance and placing your consciousness at the center of a kind of spider web. Each strand represents a space-time direction, and each strand is overseen by a different loa, a voodoo spirit. And the western northwestern strands are governed by the black goddess Mahakali and the spider queen, and these strands can be used to dream yourself into the past of the earth. It's not physical time travel, it's like a dream. And we enter the past as well. Ghosts. That's about the best word to describe what we become. Shit. You look after yourself. I hope I'm gonna be around to explain this later. More than ghosts. Ghosts can't be hurt. After all, we can. Let's see if there's 1924, New York. Well, you appear to have me at something of a disadvantage, Mr. Scat, and oh my goodness, oh no! Scary, ain't it? Didn't I warn you? You shouldn't have tried what you just tried? Not here at the crossroads. Scat, scat! Saragon's on his way. The god of the of assassins, the King Scorpion. Can you hear him coming? What you gonna do now, little girl? What you gonna say to him when he looks at you and... Shit! The Baron couldn't make it. I'm a stunt double, and I sting like a bastard. 1997, San Francisco. Shit, what you doing, girl? What you gonna do now? To be continued. Okay. So that's a good place to leave off, right? Hope you guys enjoyed this one. Things are getting really interesting. A lot of occult knowledge there. Some of it hit a little bit too hard. Especially that magical name stuff. Trust me on that one. I know. It's bad. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out. And I'll see you next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with the Invisibles.